Strawny for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
Really good fun to listen to.
Love listening to him.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Yeah. Hope you had a good Wednesday. I certainly did. Bluey Waters was right. That big win didn't arrive. And after foot soldiering around here at Triple M, I got to the beach for a surf yesterday. And it was absolutely like a postcard. Water was beautiful. Some nice little waves around for an old bloke. And lots of people out enjoying what was a sensational Mid-North Coast day. And I've got to say, there's a lot of visitors here already. The school holidays don't start till end of business tomorrow. But gee, there's a few people here on the Mid-North Coast already. Let's have a look at what's making news around the place. And of course, the big one is the borders to South Australia are now open after New South Wales goes 14 days without a mystery case of COVID. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket has arrived at the Supreme Court, where it will go on display for 2 days in the US, as Donald Trump says he'll visit tomorrow to pay his last respects. Further coronavirus news, Britain records 6,178 more cases of coronavirus as the outbreak grows 37% in just a week, as health chiefs announce 37 more deaths as well. That's the second wave in the UK. Locally, a young man has died after falling out of his boat at a popular fishing spot. The fisherman, believed to be in his 20s, was discovered about 4 nautical miles off Diamond Head. His body was found by strangers on a nearby boat who hauled him out of the water and attempted to revive him. Police have seized the boat and will prepare a report for the coroner to determine the cause of death. They will investigate whether the man suffered a medical episode. And if you see a golfer in Hawk's Nest looking especially chipper today, it might be because he's just discovered he's won more than $55,000 in the Keno draw yesterday. Game number 611, $55,739 he got. That's a good effort. In sport in the NRL, round 20 tonight, it's the Broncos and the Cowboys with some of those new rules. Interesting. Coming up on the show today, we've got an absolute jam-packer. A jam-packed show. Did I say jam-packer? You know what I mean. It's big. We'll catch up with Bluey after six with all the fishing news. In Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss. Some interesting stories out today. One, it revolves the market around who will be the new James Bond. And, of course, what happened on The Bachelor last night. Oh, goodness me. DIY disasters, your last day of entries today. Who will it be in I Did It My Way DIY disasters that walks away with a 300 cash to repair their disaster? Thanks to Shipway Constructions. We're going to, of course, announce the winner tomorrow. In What's Trending, there's a new scam doing the rounds. I'll play what it sounds like and tell you what the ATO is suggesting you do. Maroon talking NRL and, of course, Tradie Thursday. Thanks to Sean and the team at FastPass, we're taking Smoko today to the Haslin Tiny House Company. We're going to catch up with Sarah. And, of course, we give away the $150 More Beer gift pack to one of our great businesses, to one of our great tradie groups that we've visited over the month of September. They get the oak-flavoured milk, also the muffins from the Hastings Co-op IGA jukebox, and they get to play their favourite rock song. Also coming up, you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel, and if you're birthdaying today, you are sharing it with the likes of Jim Henson, Nina Vardalos, and, of course, the Ayatollah Khomeini. Yeah, Khomeini. What was his name? Always had a frown on his face, that bloke. Never looked happy. That's the show today, 13:27:10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. You can also download the free app and subscribe to our daily podcasts. It's 5:05.
Strawny.
For breakfast. Triple M.
Yes!
Strawny for breakfast. Best bits.
Right, Tony, what story have you got for me?
Right, story relayed to me by an auto electrician, a friend of mine, and a mutual acquaintance. His wife gave him a fire extinguisher for Christmas, and he decided that the best place to fit it was on the scuttle alongside the passenger's footwell. So he got his electric drill out, drilled the holes, but what he didn't realise that the computer was right behind the scuttle covering. So he neatly put two holes right through the middle of his VK Holden computer. $990 later.
Oh, Tony is brilliant. He is a man after my own heart. So yeah. Attempting to put the fire extinguisher in, he's cost himself just on $1,000 after drilling through a computer.
That's right. And that was given to me by this electrician friend of mine who actually had to repair it and try and get him another computer.
One of your best. Thanks, Tony.
Okay.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Bingley?
Today is gonna be a good day. Today marks 151 days since our last locally acquired case of COVID-19. There are rock and roll dance lessons on at 6:30 for beginners and 7:15 for intermediates at Nambucca Heads RSL Club. The Golden Oldies Cuppa and Chat at the Mary Bolton Pioneer Cottage and Museum is on from 10 this morning. And Sydney Printers In the Shade exhibition continues at the Glasshouse today, exploring 41 artists' ideas around the concept of living in a hot and changing climate. That's the Mid-North Coast today for Bingley. Only at Bingley, receive free full-service delivery on selected laundry appliances. Now is the time to upgrade. Head into Bingley today.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
For Storage King Paul Macquarie, the king of storage.
Yeah, great sponsors of the Fishing Best Bet, Storage King. And if you've got that boat in the backyard where the wife's been saying, get rid of it, head to Storage King. Hello, Bluey Waters, and congratulations on predicting the big wind that wouldn't arrive yesterday. It was a cracking day.
Yeah, good morning, Strawny. Yes, it was. It was a great day. We were out on the water for most of the day, and we did quite well, actually. On the beaches, we picked up some salmon and some nice whiting, brim, around the rocks, drummer and blackfish. Back in the estuary, we got some nice flathead, some brim, some nice blackfish too, some good blackfish up around about the 35-centimetre mark, and some crabs too. So all in all, the fishing day was great yesterday.
Yeah, well done, because I thought it was just going to howl the whole day, but as you say, I was lucky enough to have an old bloke surf yesterday. It was only small and nice and sunny, and yeah, it was just beautiful. And the water temperature has to be back up around 20 again, Bluey. Today's forecast, west to southwesterlies, not quite as strong as the prediction of yesterday of 15 to 20 knots. They'll go northeasterly by the evening and southwesterly by the late evening and drop back 10 to 15. Bottom of the tide, 7:30, the high of 1.3 at 2:30. Where are we going today?
Yeah, I don't trust this westerly today, so I'm out of the beaches this morning very early. I'm going to chase a few salmon on pillies.
Oh, no, not those stinking salmon, Bluey. What are you doing?
Yes, go the salmon. Fish cakes for tea tonight. Oh, thank you very much.
What about the kiss of death, Al from Mulloway? Those poor people from Cabramatta last week. Have you spoken to him or not?
No, I haven't. No, he's gone to ground again.
Oh, yeah. That'd be right. That would be right. All right. Footy starts for the last round of the NRL before the finals. Ding, ding, ding. Massive changes, Bluey. Some teams resting up to 12 players. You'll get coverage from 7 on the M's tonight, the game kicking off at 10 to 8. The battle of Queensland, the Broncos and the Cowboys.
Yeah, with so many changes, I've decided not to go through them this week because they're resting so many players. But basically, I just want to ask you before we go into this, how do you feel in the top five? Since 2009, since you've won the competition, do you feel?
I feel good. I'm ready to go for this round, and I think it's just great because it's going to be an absolute lottery. You know, when people get to the last couple of rounds and they just go, "Oh, play it safe and take all the favourites." There's definitely going to be a few ups and downs in this round, Bluey. It's going to be an absolute lottery.
Yes, that's right. Do you feel relaxed, ready to go?
I do, but listen, you refresh my memory. You are a match committee of one. Is it all over after this, or we got a separate comp for the finals, or is it all into
the finals after that, and then we join the two together?
Oh, okie dokie. Okay, good stuff. All right, now, who gets the start out of this tonight?
Yes, the Broncos and the Cowboys out at Suncorp Stadium. The Broncos get 1.5 start. It's like a fight for the wooden spoon, isn't it?
It is the spoon game. 1.5 star. Come on, Cowboys, just do it. Do it for us. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., Titans and the Knights from Gold Coast.
Yeah, what an interesting game this one. You know, the Knights are trying to get a bit of form going into the finals, and the Titans, well, they've won about 5 in a row, so it's been really good for them. They've hit a bit of form at the later end of the competition. 3.5 start to the Titans at home.
Ooh. The 7:55 game, the big one, the Rabbits and the Roosters.
Yes, both teams will be eager to put on good performances going into the finals. 11.5 starts the Rabbits.
11.5, holy dooly. 3 p.m. Super Saturday, the Bulldogs and the Panthers. Is there anybody from the first grade side playing for the Panthers?
That's right. No, they haven't made too many changes. They're feeling pretty well at nearly a full team. But for the Bulldogs, coming off a win, they'll be their tails wagging at 14.5 start.
14.5. Oh, there you go. Phil the Butcher in Gladstone. Woof, woof. 5:30, the Sharks and the Raiders. I think this is going to be a pretty close game, actually.
Yes, well, I'm surprised that Ricky would be resting so many players because he needs to have a bit of form coming into the... they haven't been playing as well as they should for the last couple of weeks. The Raiders get 2.5 start.
2.5 start the Raiders. Richard the Barber's shaking his head. 7:35, match of the round, the West Tigers and the Eels.
Yeah, that's right, the old Tigers, yeah. See if we can get our ninth spot back. Yeah, 8.5 start against the Eels.
Okay, Sunday at 2, the Warriors, who have got to have been just everyone's second team this year, up against the Seagulls. That's from the Central Coast base. Their last game before heading home.
Yeah, what a great effort the Warriors have put up. And I tell you what, as you said, yeah, they are everyone's second favourite team. 2.5 start at home against the Seagulls.
Gee, I reckon they might just do them too. That could be a 10-pointer, Bluey.
Yeah.
Sunday at 4, you'll hear the game live on the M's, the Dragons and the Storm, who are resting, I think, nearly all their team.
Yeah, how about this one? You, Dragon listeners, listen to this one. Dragons, the Storm get 1.5 start.
Yeah, to work that. The Dragons, the Storm get 1.5 start against the Dragons.
How good is that? Oh. That only happened in NRL.
As you were saying that, I'm thinking, remember Rip Van Winkle? Didn't he fall asleep for 100 years? I reckon I've done that. How can the Storm get the start against the Dragons? Now, also, talking about the Dragons, I caught up with 2 Points daughter last night, and she was shaking her head going, "Mum overthinks things." With a tipping. Oh. So anyway, we'll wait and see. Will 2 Points take the Dragons? That's the big thing, because she's in the top five.
Yeah, she's in the top five. Paddle Pop's in the top five. Two Dragon supporters. Ooh, will they? Will they take the Dragons?
Yeah. How is Paddle Pop here at the moment or not?
Yes, he's home.
He's home. Yes. Oh, he'll be studying this morning. He'll be studying Paddle Pop. Oh, unbelievable. Yes. Unbelievable. There you go. All right, Bluey, thank you for that. And, of course, that game coverage from 7 kicking off at 10 to 8. The Battle of the Spoon, the Broncos and the Cows, you'll hear it live on the M's. And if you're having a fish, you're worried about this wind, Bluey, you're heading out to the beach early.
Yeah, I don't trust this Wesley, so I'm out to the beaches and I'm trying for a salmon on pillies.
That's salmon. You're joking. Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Hyundai 2020 run-out model event is on now at Andrew Medici Hyundai.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hi, Hannah Sly here with your news briefing. One of the most expensive criminal trials in Australia's history will come to a head this morning. We'll find out within hours if Bradley Robert Edwards is guilty of killing Sarah Spies, Kiara Glennon and Jane Rimmer. The Judge Alone trial started last November and sat for nearly 100 days. A community in Victoria's Yarra Ranges is today grieving the loss of a teenage boy with autism who never returned home from his walk. The 14-year-old's body was found by police yesterday afternoon just 1 kilometre from his home. His death is not being treated as suspicious. At least 380 whales have been confirmed dead in what's now the largest mass stranding in Tasmania's history. The total number stranded up around 450 now off the west coast of the Apple Isle has left many wondering why it's happened to so many. Dr. Vanessa Perotta telling 7:30, the mammals often stick together in large numbers and they're incredibly social, so they're likely followed the pod.
In this case, it is sort of like a follow the leader and safety in numbers. And so what we've seen is maybe a couple here and there have led a whole group astray. And what has resulted in a mass stranding that we've seen.
Aussies want frontline healthcare staff, essential workers and primary school teachers at the front of a queue for a COVID vaccine once we have one. The survey by the Australian National University found we didn't want age, gender or ethnicity to determine who gets the jab. And NASA is telling us not to worry about an asteroid the size of a bus that'll zoom past the Earth tonight. It'll come within 22,000 k's, well below many of the satellites orbiting the planet.
Build tough for Aussie conditions. When it comes to water heating, ask your plumber to install a ream. Steady, hot and strong. Australia's favourite in hot water.
Taking a look at what's happening in sport, and outgoing Warriors coach Todd Payton isn't a fan of the NRL trying to speed up the game by introducing new rules in the final round. Payton's side will have to adjust to four rule tweaks being trialled in their clash with the Sea Eagles. He's warned the decision makers not to rush ahead with changes to the game.
Do we need to speed it up anymore? I'm not too sure, but I think we need to be careful on how we approach that moving forward.
The rules will also be trialled during Darius Boyd's last game for the Broncos tonight against the Cowboys.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Small clean waves on the Holiday Coast this morning, and spring has really sprung. Nice offshore wind and around waist-high conditions, so 2 to 3 foot on every beach. Low tide's around 7:30, and with this light offshore winds, that low tide and warm water temperature of around 19 degrees, get out there, make the most of this morning. I'll catch you in the surf.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club.
Reopen for business.
And looking forward to seeing you in the club.
A piece of motoring history and Hollywood history is up for grabs, giving Fast and the Furious movie fans a chance to live their life a quarter mile at a time. The 1970s Chevrolet Double S, driven by Vin Diesel in the Fast and Furious 4, is available for auction through Lloyd's of London. The winning bid is expected to hit six figures, according to Lloyd's chief operations man, Lee Hames. Now, the car failed to sell at auction in April this year and was passed in with a bid of $97,009. Betting has been suspended on Tom Hardy becoming the new James Bond, following reports he's been named as Daniel Craig's replacement after a successful audition. Tom's gone from 6-1 to even money. They've stopped the market. And Bachelor fans were not impressed when Lachie Gilbert chose Irina and Bella as his top picks at the Rose ceremony last night. Many flocked to Twitter to call his decision to send Izzy and Beck home as predictable.
I'm sorry, ladies, but you didn't receive a rose. Can you please take the time now to say goodbye?
Triple M playing rock's greatest hits and giving you more of Triple M's I Did It My Way DIY disasters shortly for the good friends at Shipway Constructions. That is You Somebody there from the Kings of Leon. 132710, our telephone number. If you'd like to give us a call, you can also email us at triplemmidnorthcoast.com.au. You can get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. It's 16 to 7. Let's go to the Nambucca and say a very good morning to Ray Stigg. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Mark. Nice to hear your voice again.
Yes, good to hear your voice again too, out on the Bren Run there this morning. Now, we've got some sad news about the Ellie Stigg Memorial Day.
Yeah, oh, well, Mark, I just firstly think it's only common sense when you sit down and think about it. We've been thinking about it for quite a while with the virus going around. I'd hate to be the one to be blamed for the virus to kick out of them back here, because down on the golf day, especially when there's the auction, then we could have well over 200 people in that one room, and it's I just don't want to take that chance.
Yeah, okay, so it's off for this year because of COVID, as many things are as well. Now, Ray, I know you don't like the spotlight being shone on you, but, mate, what a great effort over the years. Tell everybody how much money you've raised for the Cancer Foundation.
It's up to date, $419,000.
We haven't
finished yet.
I know. And I always say, like, I reckon Ray could organise the phone book. I cannot believe some of the stuff he gets for his auctions every year. You're just amazing. I don't know whether you've got a lot of pull somewhere, you know, like the pulling the strings from the background. You've got another 12 months. The auction this time next year, Ray, should be absolutely sensational and chock-a-block full of highlights.
Yes, Mark, we've got plenty of time to organise down. As you say, I've got plenty of workers going around for me, and they do a fabulous job. But for all the people in the valley too, we can't do it without them, true.
Yep.
And the community is unbelievable, every one of them, to get in and help on that day.
That's for sure. The beautiful Nambucca Island Golf Club and, of course, the auction to follow. It's absolutely legendary. All right, Ray, you got 12 months to get it organised again, but thank you on behalf of everybody in the Valley. We're lucky we've got people like you that selflessly look at helping other people. Over 400,000 raised, sensational. And I won't wish you luck for Friday night, tomorrow night against the Chooks with your bunnies.
Catch us if you can.
All right, good on you, Ray. All the best, buddy.
All right, thanks, Mark. Thank you for your call. Thank you for everything. Triple
M's. I did it my... I did it my way. Powered by Shipway Constructions. Oh. Next time you're thinking of doing a dodgy DIY renovation, rethink and check out what Shipway Constructions can do for you.
Okay, we go to Foster. Ross, what's your story?
It's many, many years ago when I lived in Prospect down in Blacktown. My neighbour, about two or three doors down, was putting in a veranda, like a what do you call it, like a roof sort of thing over his back veranda, like a cabana type of thing.
Yeah.
And I said to him, mate, look, I don't know much about building, but that seems to be flat. Because you're supposed to have a runoff. Well, it was worse than that. It was actually tilted back to the house.
Oh, no.
He told me to mind my own business. I didn't know what I was talking about. So I said, okay, next time it rained, I think it cost me about $5,000. The water, you shouldn't laugh. But
it ran back into the house, did it?
But went back into the house. And then, of course, after that, he had his missus in his ear for about 12 months, and that was a standard joke at the barbecues. I actually felt sorry for the poor bugger, but he wouldn't listen to me, so I thought, okay, I'll just walk away.
Oh, Ross, that is fantastic. He had it going. So this is why you need to use groups like Shipway Constructions that know what they're doing. Ross, a howler. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. See you later, mate.
Stone the crows. That's strong.
Triple M playing rock's greatest hits. It's Strawdy for Brekkie here with the Electric Light Orchestra and Evil Woman. Don't forget, proper roast night on tonight at my great sponsors, the Port City Bowling Club, at 7 to 7.
Extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is Lee Jollo with what the papers are saying today. He's run downstairs. Was the bloke coming running up the stairs?
No.
I timed it perfectly yesterday.
Oh, yeah, well, they were perfectly neatly just in the door there and the handle, so that was great. Can't complain with that. Service with a smile is good.
Powerball tonight, $3 million. A measly $3 million. I think you and I'd still take it, though, wouldn't we?
I think so.
They'll be busy.
Get me by
at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah,
all right, Lee.
Trot down.
What are they saying?
Yeah, the Daily Telegraph today leads with this exclusive. Polly wants a cracker. Sydney's New Year's Eve fireworks are set to explode with Premier Gladys Berejiklian vowing to hold the world famous event, with her government willing to foot the bill for the show. That's a very good headline there. Polly wants a cracker and the fireworks. Very good. Also. Yep. This one, proof of life after a struggle. They're living proof that dark times do not last. A group of inspirational teen suicide survivors who today speak about beating bullying and other problems that push them to the edge. And their message of hope comes not a moment too soon, as Counselling Service Kids Helpline reveals an alarming spike in cries for help from children this year. That's in the Daily Telegraph today. In the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline today, Westpac braced for $1 billion in fines. Banking giant Westpac is preparing to pay penalties of more than $1 billion for its breaches of anti-money laundering laws and for failing to stop child exploitation payments in what is expected to be the largest fine in Australian corporate history. Also, the MP, the secretary and lost hard drive bombshell at ICAC. Corruption watchdog officials escorted a government staffer into state parliament yesterday to retrieve a hard drive she'd been secretly storing, despite being instructed by a former New South Wales MP to make it disappear. And bankruptcy overhaul to let businesses trade on. Business owners will gain a faster way to fend off financial collapse using new bankruptcy laws that will give them more control over how they restructure their debts and recover from recession.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. That's all thanks to the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. And, of course, locally, the big story coming out of yesterday, was the man dying after falling out of his boat at Diamond Head. Well, about 4 nautical miles off Diamond Head. His body was found by strangers on a nearby boat who hauled him out of the water and attempted to revive him. Police have seized the boat and will prepare a report for the coroner to determine the cause of death. They will investigate whether the man suffered a medical episode. So this terrible story from yesterday. On the lighter side of things, in Hawke's Nest, one of the golfers there looking very chipper today after he won in game number 6-1 in Keno at Hawke's Nest yesterday. $55,739, Bluey. Beauty. That's not bad, is it, eh?
Very nice.
Not bad, Lee, not bad. Bluey always takes the Kinos when we go out.
Oh, and he's the Keno man, isn't
he? And he knocks off the pencils, too. I'll tell you that. Thank you, Lee. Marina with a Mid-North Coast traffic update there.
Triple M's. I did it my... I did it my way. Powered by Shipway Constructions. Oh. Next time you're thinking of doing a dodgy DIY renovation, rethink and check out what Shipway Constructions can do for you.
Adam from Beechwood, what have you got for me?
Oh, Mark, many years ago I was an apprentice and we were doing this job for my boss's mother-in-law. We had to install some bookshelves in an old block of units. You know, the other tradesmen I was with, I was only helping out the tradesmen I was with, were drilling this hole. We couldn't get the drill bit back from the wall. And we're wondering what the hell's happened. So I've had a go. We couldn't get it. All of a sudden, there was a knock on the door. The lady next door pointed to me, said, come in. There it is. I'm walked into her house. Her husband's watching TV. We've drilled through the wall into a picture frame. The canvas has got caught around the drill bit and it's spinning around left, right and centre and old mate's just watching it.
So you've gone straight through the wall, and was it a wedding photo or something, Adam? What was it?
No, just some sort of canvas photo, but we've ripped it clean off the frame and the canvas got ripped around the drill bit and we couldn't get it back.
So what was the outcome of that? Did they just have a giggle or were they filthy about it?
He smiled, but it was just more shock from all of us, I think.
Adam, one of your best. Hold the line. It is I Did It My Way, thanks to Shipway Constructions. My goodness me, we're hearing some interesting stories.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
What's trending for Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe?
Great range of deciduous and advanced trees ready to plant for shade and hedges in stock now.
Scammers are conning Australians into providing their tax details and credit card numbers in a chilling phone message that warns they risk arrest over a tax debt. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher warned today that scams were a real problem and criminal gangs were involved increasingly in sophisticated scams to dupe taxpayers. Now, in the latest scam, an SMS or phone message is urging people to hand over personal details or risk arrest.
We have identified incorrect or no tax filings, and we regret to inform you that your account has been marked delinquent on account of tax avoidance.
The Australian Tax Office is urging Australians who are receiving the scam calls to call 1-800-008-540 or go to Report a Scam, which shows how to spot and report a scam. Be careful out there, folks.
What's trending for Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe?
Great range of deciduous and advanced trees ready to plant for shade and hedges in stock now.
Triple M, playing rock's greatest hits from Vulture Street, Powderfinger, Sunsets, and haven't there been some crackers over the last couple of days? Also, sunrises this morning. Faith sent me a great photo of a sunrise in the beautiful Camden Haven, I think at North Haven. It is just the most wonderful photo. We love getting your photos of our beautiful Mid-North Coast. Feel free to send them to us, and you can check Faith's beautiful photo this morning out on the Triple M Mid-North Coast Instagram site. It is 20-8.
Anthony Maroon's NRL tips. Thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area.
Triple M rocks footy.
Here he is, Maroon. Good morning once again for Alistair and the friendly Fernie and the team at the Sets as well. How are we?
Mate, I'm absolutely fantastic. I just wanted to make a quick apology on behalf of some of the staff there at the Sets. I know that Saturday afternoon after Manly got flogged by the Titans, that you know, Alistair was in there carrying on, making a few excuses, the bloody referees, yada, yada, yada. So, look, just tell Alistair if you see him, mate, there's always next year.
Now, speaking about that, Maroon, a couple of people commented on the Triple M Mid-North Coast Facebook site, quoting Maroon, South Sydney by 400. At least you didn't make a bet, particularly about getting a body part maybe redone on that game, Maroon.
See, mate, I would, if you never, if you, it's, I actually blame you for all the problems in my life.
Come on.
Mate, if you'd never told those idiots I work with what I said about getting around with the Roosters Cheer Girls outfit, I would have got away with that scot-free. I thought we were friends.
Well, we are. It's just a matter of, like, you know, when they put the pressure on me, I'm a minnow compared to you in the world of radio. I mean, you know, when you get threatened with your job unless you come up with some dirt on someone, I mean, I just had to roll over, you know?
Jeez, mate, you go all right for a minnow every other day. Every other day I hear the great Ray Hadley talking about you.
Okay, let's talk about what's happening with the footy. And indeed, Alistair, what about coming up on Sunday? What a great place to watch the UFC. And Asanya up against Costa. One bloke's 19 blot and the other bloke's 13 blot. But I doubt there'll be a draw on Sunday. You can see it at the sets. Now, ding, 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 tonight, though, we're going to see the battle of the Queensland. What were the heavyweights? Who'd have thought the Titans would outdo this mob? The Broncos and the Cowboys. Do you have this game, Maroon?
No, I do not.
Gee, you dodged a bullet there.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, mate. It's coming. But, yes, look, this is the only highlight to come out of this game will be Gavin Cooper's last game in NRL. He's been a real warrior, too, for the Cowboys. But the Broncos, mate, I just don't see where they have where there's a win in them. So I've got to go with the Cowboys.
Okie dokie, yeah. I think in the start, well, the people that give the starts were very good last week, though I think they were within half a point of each game. But the Broncos apparently get 1.5 start against the Cowboys. Unbelievable. Now, this is where I could hear expectation and excitement in your voice. The Friday night 6 o'clock game, you'll hear it live on the M's. I think you're doing this one, Maroon. The Titans and the Knights.
Well, yes, I am, and the Titans going for 5 in a row, but correct me if I'm wrong, Strawny, I think if the Knights win, they can get a home semi.
Yep.
But, you know, just the way the Titans have been playing at the moment, around the halves, they look so much better. And around the outside backs, they're playing so well. And they've got Brimson and they've got some big boppers up front. They just are a good side now. I'm going to tip the Titans to win this game.
All right. The game that you and I will agree to disagree on at 7.55 live on Channel 9, the Rabbitohs at ANZ hosting the two-time premiers, the Roosters.
Yeah, well, look, mate, you know, the Roosters get a couple of players back here like Tedesco and Takiyaho and Cordner, but who's ever heard of them? I don't even know who they are. The Bunny. I think the Bunny.
Of course you do. Now, listen, you said by 400 last week. Tell everybody the story. Of course, the joke going round was Bennett threw the game just to absolutely give it to the last nail in the coffin for the Broncos to get the spoon. Weren't you with some of the hierarchy of the Bunnies and that was mentioned?
Yeah, that it was. They were running. It was
joking. Yeah,
jokingly. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, mate, it was because, you know, obviously in the hierarchy at the Bunnies, there's not a lot of love for the Broncos. There's not a lot of love left for Anthony Seibold, and I think football's got to be like that, mate, isn't it?
So yeah, you're right. Yeah,
you know, so the Broncos are last, and in the fair dinkum department, let's hope they stay there.
Gee, I tell you what. If you're wondering which one he was the bloke just absolutely hoovering up the party pies in that booth last week, was Maroon. Now, 3 o'clock on Saturday, the Bulldogs and the poor old Panthers at $1.12.
Yeah, well, mate, the Panthers will make this 15 straight and finish the regular season in the NRL with only one loss, which is an absolute achievement and a half. And, mate, I think the Doggies, look, hopefully for them, the Broncos lose anyway and they don't finish with the wooden spoon, because I can't see the Doggies beating the Panthers.
Only one question, Maroon. Now, what are you hearing? Will the Panthers keep the momentum going or will Ivan rest about 6 of them?
Well, I see here that he has got a couple rested already. He's got couple of backs, Edwards, that Crichton, who's ever so good, and Billy Kickout, the second rower, he's going to get rested as well, but I think they'll still be too strong. They're one of these sides that, you know, they've got options all over the park here, and they've got a lot of depth, so depth, it takes depth to win a premiership, and the Panthers have certainly got that.
Now, how do you say the bloke, Brian, it looks like two. How do you say his name again, Maroon? Because I know you struggle with a few of the names. Is it Brian What's his name?
It's To'o.
To'o, yeah, that's right. Yeah. To'o, okay. Brian To'o, he's very good, though. He is very good. Okay, yeah. 5:30, the Sharks and the Raiders. I think this will be a beaut game at Jubilee Oval.
And isn't it the case, mate, that they're going to possibly back up and meet each other in the, early in the semis as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, yep.
Now, while the Sharks don't have Sean Johnson, you know, the Raiders have got a lot of players being rested, a lot of quality players being rested. So I'm going to take the Sharks at the old famous Jubilee Stadium.
With Skull looking through the fence there.
With Skull looking over the tree.
Okay, the 7:30 game, the poor old West Tigers up against the Parramatta Eels. Now, the Eels, mate, 6 weeks ago, they were one of the competition favourites, and now you couldn't say they were really red hot to win this game.
No, I would tip them to win this game, but I don't think they're going to go too far into the semis, mate. I don't know where it all went wrong. They just sort of hit their straps too early, but who knows? You finish in the top four, and it's a whole new competition.
Okay, 2 o'clock, Warriors and Sea Eagles from Central Coast Stadium. The poor old Alistair Sea Eagles got absolutely towed up this week, and I don't know if the answer is Kieran Foran, who he must be on JobKeeper because he's only works every second week. Is that right?
Yeah, well, mate, I know exactly what you mean. I mean, he's just the most, God love him, he's the most injury-prone footballer in the world, isn't he?
Yeah, and you've got to say he's one of the most talented, and that's the really sad part about it.
Absolutely it is, mate. I'd love to see him get a little bit of, you know, we have seen over the years players go through these years and years upon, you know, years of injury and then have wonderful careers. And when I think of that, I think of Scott Prince or Sean Kimmins, much the same for those two guys. But Warriors Manly, it's not often we see a Manly side that just don't show up, and they didn't last week. So I'm going to take the Warriors here, mate.
Yeah, as you mentioned that, you know, the one I always think of about that, and I was thinking he should have retired, was Mal Meninga broke that same arm 3 times and he went on to win that marvellous sort of third test match in England. But, yeah, there were times he must have thought about giving it away. But anyway, we wish all the very best to Kieran Foran. He's a great player, that's for sure. We wind up as Triple M rocks the footy, 4 o'clock Sunday from, again, Jubilee with Skull. I reckon he'd be up in a tree somewhere watching his Dragons at $7 up against the Storm.
Mate, I tell you what, he's going to end up in a tree looking at you through your lounge room, you're that obsessed with him. He might be waiting for you down at Flynn's Beach. Mate, Storm, no Smith, no Munster, no Kafusi, no Bromwich, no Addo Carr, but I still say Storm too good for the Dragons.
There you go. There's Maroon's thoughts, and there'll be text messages flying on Friday night, tomorrow night between myself and Maroon as the Rabbits and Roosters go around. Last round of the comp, and of course, the other thing, again, they are getting to be progressive under Rugby League's emperor, the great Peter Vlandis, and the games that are not affecting the finals, Maroon, we're going to see those rule changes. I really hope they don't go down the Super League route of getting rid of the scrums. I think it gives the game a dimension, and it's part of the heritage of the game.
Absolutely, mate. I'm with you 100% there. Like, if they need to experiment on what they do or who packs into them, I'm with you. But don't get rid of the scrums. And, look, before I go, Strawny, can I say hello to two old rugby league legends that are from my club that are up there now? Obviously, the great Rocky Laurie in Warhope, mate. Everybody at the Rabbitohs is thinking of the great Rocky Laurie at the moment. And the other man, the Birdman, Gary Hambly, getting around Port Macquarie. If you see him, give him a toot and say, go the Bunnies.
Yeah. The great story about Rocky, I've played a couple of charity golf days with him, but, gee, I tell you what, there was a story that always went around from Andy Neal, absolute stalwart, the late Andy Neal. If ever you'd get on the drink with him, he'd find out you're a Rooster supporter. He used to talk about how much the Roosters charged for taking Rocky Laurie. The story just used to be the same. He'd go on about it all the time. What was his name? The bloke was in charge of the Roosters in the 70s when Artie was there. Ron, you know the bloke, Maroon? Ron Jones, Ronnie Jones.
Ronnie, the great Ronnie Jones.
Ronnie Jones, yeah. He actually charged Warhope with the Rocky Laurie deal, and Andy Neal never forgot it. Anyway, Rocky, mate, we hope you're well. Good on you, buddy.
Good on you, mate. Glory, glory.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Adam playing rock's greatest hits on a cracker Thursday morning. It is the Stones there from Sticky Fingers and, yeah, brown sugar. We love it, especially on warm porridge. You like that with your milk, brown sugar? Mm, it's good. 14 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Let's see if we can give away $1,000. G'day, Moz in Port. What number are we looking for you on the wheel today?
Number 15, please.
Number 15. All right, Moz, we're spinning away for number 15. Come on, number 15. I was pretty close yesterday. And get closer today, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so.
No. Number 24. Number 24 to the snack bar, please.
Are you for real?
No.
That's my cousin's birthday.
You're joking. There you go.
No, you're like far out. That's another punch I owe
me. I know. Well, what's your cousin's name?
Ron.
Ron. Well, Ron, that's one you've got on Moz at the Christmas party this year. Thanks, Moz. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye. And our other birthdays today, I can tell you the great Rocket Thompson is birthdaying today, a former Mid-North Coast local. Good on you, Rocket. I hope you have a great day, mate, from all your family and friends that are still on the Mid-North Coast. Rocket birthdaying today. And Rocket is sharing his birthday with the great Jim Henson, Nina Vardalos from my big fat Greek wedding, and the bloke who never smiled his entire life. I never saw a photo of it anyway. The Ayatollah Khomeini, all born on September 24.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday.
Powered by Fastplast Building Supplies.
The best mate a tradie can have.
Yeah, and we go to the Haslins Small House Company, and we're chatting with Sam this morning there. G'day, Sam. How are you, champion?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, what a glorious day we've got. Apparently it's going to get cooler by the weekend, but, wow, another cracking Mid-North Coast day. Tell us about the Haslin Tiny House Company. We see a lot of those reality shows on televisions about people downsizing, granny flats, etc. Explain the concept of what you do.
Yeah, well, basically we build high-end tiny houses for people who don't necessarily want to downsize in quality but want to downsize in space. And, so we build probably about four at a go and punching out probably one a month at that sort of rate. So, yeah, we've got a good team with us and, that's pretty much what we do here.
Yeah, Sam, just basically, I know it's how long is a piece of string type of thing, but how much footage have you got and what do people really love about your small houses? What is it they really love? Are they things that sort of go onto a vacant block of land or things that, you know, go into an existing house?
Yeah, so they're things that go into either someone's backyard or a vacant block of land. A lot of people put them as either a holiday house or somewhere that they can put their parents in their backyard or they can live in their children's backyard. But yeah, people mostly love the timber and the layout just the general palette of the design. And people are starting to use them as Airbnbs as well. Quite a wide range.
Yeah, Sam, what's your favourite space-saving thing? I mean, I love those drawers, like, under the stairs, if you've got stairs that go up. What's your favourite little knick-knacky thing that you show people when you're designing one of these?
Probably our little laundry chute from the top down to the bathroom. So you can just chuck your dirty clothes straight down through the floor, straight into your washing basket. Saves you getting up and down your ladder. And, we also use like a slide-out pantry, which you can get right to the back of and you pull it right out and you can see everything you've got in there.
Fantastic.
So that's probably,
stuff. How many people work at Haslin Tiny House Company?
Well, I think we've got probably about 13 on the books at the moment.
Wow.
And I don't know about how many of them are working, but 13 on the books, and we've got a really good team, everyone knows what their jobs are, and they just getting better and better at it every day. So
excellent. Now, mate, you know you get smoke over here. You got the oak flavoured milk, the beautiful muffins from the Hastings Co-op IGA jukebox at Sovereign Place. Who will absolutely throw people out of the way to demolish this lot? Who's best on the tooth at the Haslin Tiny House Company?
I reckon young Blake and Jared would be fighting for it. Actually, they pretty much inhale food. Yeah.
We got a bloke here that hoovers it up pretty good too. I know what you mean. All right, buddy. You're also in the draw to win our $150 pack from More Beer, which is the great gift pack, which is that beautiful Esky, some of the beautiful product from More Beer, some great clothing as well. We're going to draw that shortly. You get to play your favourite rock song at Haslin Tiny House Company. What do you want to hear?
Probably God's Country. It's not quite rock, but it's pretty close.
By Blake Shelton, yeah. And, of course, Triple M Country is another thing you can listen to online here at the M's. We cover such a diverse range. It's a great song. Buddy, thank you very much, and enjoy your smoko today. And remember, if you'd like us to come to your job site, just head to triplem.com.au. This is Triple M Mid-North Coast, and this is Tradie Thursday.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday. Powered by Fast Plus Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have.
Triple M, rocking the tradies as we do every Thursday with Tradie Thursday for Sean and the team at Fastplast. Sam, on behalf of the Haslin Tiny House Company, they wanted to hear Blake Shelton's God's Country. And, of course, you can check out online Triple M Country. I think you'll love it if you love songs like that. A howler. Good on you, Sam. And now we do the draw. Can we have a drum roll, please? We have a drum roll, please. Out of the Triple M Greasy Barrel, the winner of the $150 More Beer pack for the month of September in Tradie Thursday is, as he unwraps a bit of paper here, CDCM Kitchens and Bathrooms. Oh, guys and gals at CDCM Kitchens and Bathrooms. What do you see it? The More Beer Esky. There is a couple of cases of More Beer. And some T-shirts and that as well from Hodgie and the crew at More Beer. They do a great job, so congratulations, guys. Now, if you'd like us to come to your job site, please head to triplem.com.au and register your business. Now, for the month of October, we will be giving away a $300 Innovision Surf and Skate voucher to one of our tradie sites that we visit. Head to triplem.com.au. Playing rock's greatest hits and giving you the Ray Hadley Morning Show right around the country after 9 on 131-873, cold as ice. 4 to 9. I tell you what, we've had some very funny calls this week for Triple M's I Did It My Way, these Renault disasters, thanks to our great team at Chipway Constructions. What about Adam this morning? Adam from Beechwood, what have you got for me?
Oh, Mark, many years ago I was an apprentice. And I were doing this job for my boss's mother-in-law. We had to install some bookshelves in an old block of units. You know, the other tradesmen I was with, I was only helping out. The tradesmen I was with were drilling this hole. You couldn't get the drill bit back from the wall. And we were wondering what the hell's happened. So I've had a go. We couldn't get it. All of a sudden, there was a knock on the door. The lady next door pointed to me, said, "Come in." There it is. I'm walking into our house. Her husband's watching TV. We've drilled through the wall into a picture frame. The canvas has got caught around the drill bit and it's spinning around left, right and centre and old mate's just watching it.
I love that. That is so good. A winner of Triple M's I Did It My Way DIY Disasters will announce tomorrow. $300 cash going to our best call we've had over the last week and a half. Jeez, it's been fun to fix that Renault problem where you should have just gone straight to Shipway Constructions, those great professionals and great local company. Dear, oh, dear. Coming up on the show tomorrow, look out, our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend and your last chance to pick up $1,000 on the wheel. Whatever you're doing, enjoy the day.
That money can't buy.